look at Charlie Watts here. If you're on the bunker cam, Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. That's how you live right there. I guess Mick Jagger too. Can you see Mick? You see, because rock stars, they're not supposed to be really joyful. They're always pissed about something. There always seems to be some contradictory thing going on for these poor people. And but when I think about it, I think that a life in Christ is meant to be lived evenly. And I think these high highs and low lows are not the ideal life for any of us. So I think we can learn something from Charlie Watts, as crazy as that sounds. And as I'm saying it, it sounds extremely crazy. This week, I'm going to continue showing you examples in the book of The Unveiling of Jesus Christ of figures of speech, of symbols, things that John saw that God explains. Today, I want to talk to you about the false woman, the scarlet woman, which is Babylon. Oop, I just gave it away, because I'm going to have another great revelation for you. That's simply what I do. So let's get out the bunker light and let us go to Revelation chapter 17. Let's start with verse 15. As you know, constantly struggling for space here in the bunker. It's a wrestling match. I'm exhausted after these shows, let me tell you. Exhausted. All right, sorry, my microphone's messed up there. Now, here we go. And he is saying to me, who's saying to you? Wait a minute. And then the seven, who's talking to John here? 17, authority, these will be battling. Somebody's saying to him, I think it's the seventh messenger. One of the seven spirits, one of the messengers is talking to John. Sorry, I don't know who that is at this time. There's seven of them. It's hard to keep track. But when we get here, for real, I'll let you know. We're just dabbling into this section because of the figure of speech here, the figure of the woman. He is saying to me, these waters which you perceived, where the prostitute is sitting, are peoples and throngs and nations and languages. See, there it is again. Many, many times in Revelation, this is that. These waters that you saw, and again, in a sense, you could say the waters are literal in that John saw them, but that was part of the vision. So John sees the waters are explained, and the explanation is literal. These are peoples and throngs and nations and languages. And the ten horns which you perceived, and the wild beast, these will be hating the prostitute. Okay, we're going to talk about the wild beast this week, I think Wednesday. The wild beast is a system. John saw a beast that was ugly, had ten horns, and all this scary stuff. So he was like, astonished, what is this? And God told him what it was. So the wild beast, these will be hating the prostitute. We're going to see who the prostitute is here. And they will be making her desolate. Well, the prostitute is false Israel. They will be making her desolate and naked, and they will be eating her flesh. That's a figure as well. And they will be burning her up with fire, for God imparts to their hearts. This is a great verse. When I get here, I'm going to go into this in detail. They will be, God will be imparting to their hearts to form his opinion. That is, these 10 kings, 10 horns, which are 10 kings. God is going to impart to these 10 kings his opinion. And you tell me these 10 kings have a free will? And they're also influenced by the seven spirits and the seven demons. The seven spirits are God's emissaries. The seven demons, like frogs, are Satan's emissaries. To form one opinion, to give their kingdom to the wild beasts, until the words of God shall be accomplished. Verse 18 of Revelation 17. And the woman whom you perceived is the great city, which has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. The woman which you perceived is a great city. There it is. Another genius stroke by Martin Zender. The woman is the great city. What city would this be? It's none other than Babylon. The great city, the woman which you perceived is the great city. Now, this woman has been described so many ways. The Scarlet Woman. It's the whore of Babylon. Babylon. Now, I know Luther popularized the idea that this is the Roman Church, Catholicism. Why? Well, for one thing, Martin Luther loved beer, and this is part of it, and he hated the Catholic religion. So he would do anything to run her down, and she deserves it. I'm not saying it's not evil. I'm not saying it's not wicked. But it's such an obvious stupidity, except for the 11 million people here in Sao Paulo, Brazil, that no sane person, again, excepting the 11 million people here in Brazil, will look at it and not see falsehood. This is something even more diabolical than the Catholic profession. And we are talking about Babylon, the city of Babylon. Now, the Church of Rome, how can it be called a city? It's a church. It's a system. It's an ecclesiastical system. So what I'm doing here today for you is shooting down the theories that the man of lawlessness will come out of Rome, or that the beast is the Catholic Church. It's not. It's going to be a financial center in Babylon run by Jews. I repeat, Babylon will be the financial capital of the world, might as well just say capital of the world, and it's going to be run by Jews. Because look at this, it has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. That's what the verse says. I must remind you of this, so I will. And the woman which you perceived is the great city, which has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. Holy Moses. We're going to get into this in detail. A kingdom over the kings of the earth. How powerful is that when you're the king of the kings? And there's one thing that has a jurisdiction over politics, and that's money. Money runs politics. And in Babylon, you will find the money. That's where the money's going to be. The false religion is going to be in Jerusalem. There will be some true saints in Jerusalem, not many. Most of the true saints will have run to the seven ecclesias, which will be in Asia Minor. They'll be out of the land. They'll be in hiding. And those are the people who are going to be reading this scroll and getting wisdom from it. So any explanation of the woman besides God's explanation is subversive to Revelation. It's anti-Revelation. And again, I love Luther. In fact, I'm thinking of writing a book called Zender on Luther. I'm going to take some of his most fantastic sayings and elaborate on them because I think the guy was great. He only saw justification. That's too bad. But the Roman religion is not a city, is it? No, it's not. So you have to look elsewhere. And there is really no reason to take this city of Babylon as any other thing. I'm not going to interpret Babylon. The one thing about Babylon that's huge is that it has been the home of the only world capitals to date. Nebuchadnezzar ran his kingdom from Babylon, did he not? Yes, thank you. I'll confirm that for myself. And the Medo-Persian Empire, run by Cyrus and others, that was also in Babylon. And Alexander the Great, headquartered in Babylon. Tomorrow, I'll talk to you tomorrow about the Antichrist, that he comes out of Greece, not Rome. And because, well, I'm going to go into, I'll wait till I get there tomorrow. So, Babylon is a city. It actually still exists. It's in modern day Iraq. Is it called Babylon still? I don't know. You see, maybe you're going to be disappointed in me. Maybe several people are. That I don't go and do all this research to find out what's happening today necessarily. I will and I have. But I do know that the U.S. still has a bare bones military presence in Babylon. But what is happening in Babylon now is not what's going to be happening in Babylon. In other words, I could report to you every day what's happening in that forsaken city I can tell you what's happening underground with the military encampment or whatever, but it's going to change tomorrow. It's like watching a ticker tape of your stock. If you have to, I had stock for a while, I think I told you this, when my mom died, and I sold it because I couldn't stand thinking, is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? I can't stand it. I used to do the same thing with news. I wouldn't watch the news. I would wait for the Reader's Digest condensed version to come out. So I'm looking into Scripture because that never changes. And Scripture is true. There's going to be a world capital in Babylon. And it is the false woman. And of course, when we get to these passages in our verse-by-verse discussion, we are going to look into this in more detail. The Scarlet Woman, the Wild Beast, the Scarlet Woman who's riding the Wild Beast, the Prostitute, the Sun-Clothed Woman. All these are magnificent figures for real things. We're going to overturn every stone here, believe you me.